Hello and welcome to another edition of the Energy Voice, India's first energy podcast. You are listening to The Insight, where we discuss the most impactful stories of the week. In today's episode, we will talk about GMR and its lenders striking first resolution plan after quashing of RBI circular, Karnataka government stopping the new solar energy project, and a recent study about saving lives by cutting dirty household fuel. I am Arushi, and joining us is Sudhir Singh, editor, ET Energy World. Hi, Sudhir.
Hi, Arushi.
So let us begin today's episode. GMR said that it has executed a resolution plan with lenders to its Andhra Pradesh power plant. Tell us more about it.
So GMR Infrastructure has today informed that it has struck a bilateral resolution plan with its lenders for the 768 megawatt gas-based power plant, which is located in Rajahmundry in Andhra Pradesh.
Is this the first stressed asset to have been resolved after quashing of the controversial RBI circular?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so give us more details.
So, under the resolution plan, which has been approved by all the lenders to the project, there is a debt of around rupees 2,300 crore, which has been brought down to 1,400 crore. And the group, basically GMR Group, has infused an amount of around 395 crore towards meeting 20% of the principal towards repayment of the sustainable debt and the interest servicing obligations also for this project for the first year.
All right. So who had referred the project to the insolvency court?
Honestly, the project was referred by IDBI Bank, which is also the lead lender in this case, referred to the insolvency court before the RBI circular was struck down by the Supreme Court. But it was still in the process of admission by this bankruptcy court.
Right. So coming to this week's another top story, a recent media report said that Karnataka government has stopped building new solar energy projects. Give us more details.
So recently there have been a few news reports on a few websites basically quoting a letter dated 7th of March by KERC, Karnataka Electricity Regulatory Commission, to the state government's Renewable Energy Development Corporation, saying that there would be no further bidding in the state to procure solar energy from large-scale projects until further orders.
What were the major reasons behind this decision?
Yeah, so there are two main reasons. First one is to balance Karnataka's renewable purchase obligations, that is RPOs. And the second one is to look after the financial health of the power distribution companies.
So is it because the state power DISCOMs were defaulting on payments?
Well, according to the commission, yes. It basically said that at present, many DISCOMs were defaulting on payments toward power supply by renewable energy generators due to cash flow constraints.
All right. So now moving on to the news that can give us some hope. A recent study included that if India successfully eliminates emissions from its dirty household fuels, lives of about 2.7 lakh people could be saved in a year. What is this report?
So I guess there is, first of all, some positive news for sure. So basically, the study has claimed that eliminating emissions from household fuels such as wood, coal, and dung, it could reduce air pollution-related deaths in the country by around 13%. And this would be equivalent to saving about 2.7 lakh lives a year. So that's an important,
that way. Yes, so eliminating emissions, how can we, eliminate fuels? How can that be done?
So it can be done through, either widespread electrification, first of all, and also distribution of clean burning propane to particularly rural areas where a lot of these emissions happen.
Thank you, Sudhir, for your input. That is all in today's episode of The Energy Voice. Keep watching this space for more. Thank you.